Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
And yesterday I found one that stands out among.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Right.com today.
Listen. Watch. React in real time. Toucher and Richer on Twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Robert Kraft has pretty much got the video suppressed. It won't be used in court. Doesn't seem like it's going to be released in legitimate outlets. I guarantee you it will be available on the internet at some point. So you will not be able to watch his butt play that occurred, according to the police. But Bert Breer, no stranger to that activity. He is from MMQB. Bert Breer, hello, sir, on the Volkswagen Experts Hotline. Hello.
Slight introduction, Fred. I don't know how to respond to that one.
Well, the response would be in the affirmative. Just like, yes.
Just thumbs up if you agree.
Okay. Thumb's not going to reach where you need to go.
All right, so now we're at the point where it sounds like, you know, the video, as Fred mentioned, it isn't going to, at least for now, legally see the light of day. And it's on to what does the NFL think about all this? What kind of punishment is coming down the pipes? You've talked to a ton of people throughout this entire ordeal.
Tell you what's going in the pipes.
Yeah, so now that
butt play!
Now that it looks like this thing is over with, and more than likely because this was their main thing of evidence, they're probably going to drop the case. What does that mean for Robert Kraft and his NFL punishment?
My guess is there's still going to be something. And I think, you know, an important piece of this is going to be how, you know, Robert was in the room. We don't know the answer to this, but how he was in the room when, you know, the Jim Irsay thing was handled, when other cases like this were being dealt with, right? Because that's what we don't know. And I think that does matter. Was he a hardliner? If he was a hardliner, then I think the other owners probably go at him a little bit tougher than they might have otherwise. But I don't think there's any question that league's going to have to do something here because, you know, they've done this in the past without convictions. You know, Robert Kraft did, I mean, more or less admit that was him on the tape, right?
No, he did
like,
it. So I mean,
we've got an admission of everything, right? Like, so, and really the standard for Roger Goodell, and this goes all the way back to, you know, Michael Vick and Ben Roethlisberger 10 years ago, you know, the actual standard for, you know, players, owners, coaches, executives, everybody has been, did he put the league in a bad light? It's not, were you convicted? It's not, was there jail time? It's not, it doesn't have much to do with the legal system at all. Did you put the NFL in a bad light? And I don't think it's hard to argue that Robert Kraft was guilty of at least that here. And because he's an owner, of course, the punishment gets escalated a little bit. And I'll tell you what, guys, I mean, to me, it's, if they just dock him 1 week, that he's going to feel that, because since they won the title, that's going to be a big story during week one.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that out of all the punishments he doesn't want, is he doesn't want to miss that banner ceremony, because that becomes a major. I mean, he would rather take
a problem for the team. Rich, think about this. It's like, who do you put out there then? Do you put Jonathan out there? Does that make it too obvious that Robert isn't there? I mean, what do you do? You know, do you not have anybody from ownership out there? It becomes like an issue for the team in general, beyond just what it means for Robert.
You know, I wonder if the Patriots, if that happened, if he was suspended for week one, whether they would delay the banner ceremony until the next home game.
But then wouldn't that look weird too? You know, there's no easy way out of this. That's the thing. It's like, I mean, I guess it softens the blow a little bit that, you know, God, I hate using that word. Maybe it does lessen it a little bit that it's not on Thursday night, you know, and that if this was a Thursday night opener, rather than it being on Sunday night, like it happens to be this year, you know, it was a Thursday night opener, it'd be a bigger story because that game stands alone and everything else. Whereas the Sunday night game is just part of, you know, a full slate of games on that first Sunday. And so maybe that makes it hurt a little bit less. If you're Robert Kraft, but I think moving the banner ceremony actually would make it more of a spectacle. It would extend the story because then it would be, all right, week one, you got the banner ceremony. Robert's not there. And then I don't know when their next home game is. Week three, week four, whenever it is. Okay, now this is the return of Robert Kraft. So I'd actually argue that by doing that, you'd actually turn it into more of a spectacle than it already is.
All right. There's people acting like, you know, Kraft skated on this whole thing, even though he's getting off on technicalities. And we all know what was on the tapes, including testimony that happened, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Can you recall something involving ownership that was this? I don't think he did anything wrong, but that was this embarrassing.
Yeah. I mean, the Ursay thing, right?
But that's not. You could go like he's a drug addict, like
Jerry,
you know what I'm
Jones. The pictures. Do you remember that?
Yeah, but that's.
But he didn't get in trouble for that.
Yeah, and also, that's just him in a bathroom, like, hanging out with chicks.
Right.
Like, I don't think.
I mean, I don't know. I think each of these are sort of their own things. You know what I mean? Each individual one's sort of its own thing. And so, I mean, we've seen owners in these sorts of spots before, you know, where they're in trouble and it's embarrassing for them and it's embarrassing for their team. And it's embarrassing for the league. So this isn't a first in that regard. I mean, what happened with Ursay was embarrassing for the Colts in the league. What happened with Jerry was embarrassing for the Cowboys in the league. And, you know, so I don't think that this is like any sort of, you know, first in that way. But it's different than the other ones. Yeah, I certainly agree with that. What's interesting about this one, of course, is that if it wasn't part of something larger, which, you know, now looks like there wasn't much to that, but if it wasn't part of something larger, this wouldn't have seen the light of day. I mean, we wouldn't know about this. And so that's what's interesting about this one is that, you know, I don't think anybody's sitting here. I don't think anybody's sitting here today and saying, like, that Robert Kraft had any knowledge of anything like that going on. Like, no one is saying that. Even people who don't like Kraft, aren't saying it either, right?
Sure.
I think, like, to me, I look at this and I'm like, if he had fallen on the sword at the beginning, then I think a lot of people might have been a little bit more sympathetic towards him.
But here's the difference is that if he would have fallen on the sword, then he would have been convicted. And the video would have come out, so he couldn't.
Like, right. And so that's the catch 22 is like he's spent what $4, $5, $6 million now just to make sure the video doesn't come out,
which eventually will.
Which if you're him, that's money well spent.
I mean, to me, like that's the only benefit here, right? Like, I mean, if he got convicted, this would be nothing on his record, right? Like that's not why.
Sure.
He's fighting to prevent the video, unless you're him,
because now you can say that you've never been convicted. You know, like that's something that technically didn't exist. I understand what you're saying, but I mean, if you're him, you probably view it differently.
No, not the conviction. He didn't want the video out.
But he said that that's the only thing, the only reason he would fight
that. No, that's the only reason. All right, let me amend that.
It's the main reason.
The overwhelming reason.
Yes. Now that I agree with you.
I don't think he was overly concerned with the misdemeanor soliciting situation.
Because he basically was caught on tape, so like it's not like anybody's gonna, even if he's cleared here, it's not like anybody thinks that he didn't do it. Basically admitted to doing it in order to try to prevent the video from coming out.
So what's your prediction?
Like the trade-off here is okay, so if you had fallen on the sword in February and said, yep, that was me, and you helped authorities and everything else, maybe the video comes out, but then it's over a lot quicker. Whereas the way you've done it now, where you're, you know, fighting and trying to prevent the video from coming out, you've allowed this to turn into, what is it now, a 3-month story that's going to drag into the season.
So what's your prediction? If you had to predict what kind of punishment he's going to get from the NFL, and what do you think it'll be, when will it come down?
The more I think about it, the more I don't know if they go to the level of Ursay on this, because Ursay was, you know, other people were involved in that.
Like, Any pled guilty.
Yeah. And so, I would think a month. Now, everybody I've talked to, like other owners, people in the league office, like have basically said the NFL has to punish him. Like there's no getting around that. Right.
Yeah.
And like, here's the thing, the optics of it, like by the rules, they can only fine him, I think, $500,000 is the max. Right. So how does that look if the league fires a guy or finds a guy who's worth, you know, $6 billion, $500,000? It looks like nothing, right? So they almost have to suspend him if they're going to punish him at all. Otherwise, it looks like a really weak penalty. And so my guess is it'll be some sort of short suspension. If I'm rolling off the top of my head, you know, and again, this is something players are watching too, because remember Ezekiel Elliott. Right. Ray Rice, like there are a lot of guys who have been suspended without convictions. Now those are different, of course, because they're, you know, crimes of violence. All of those involve violence, but all those players are watching too. So my guess is somewhere between 4 and 6 games, and then you know he's
four and six. That's the same thing Ursay got, right?
I think Ursay was 8, wasn't he?
Oh, you see, I thought it was 4.
I think Ursay was 8. Okay. I'm pretty sure. I have to go back and look at it, but I think Ursay was 8. What I would tell you is I think it's going to be slightly under whatever Ursay got. That'd be my guess.
How much do you think Kraft cares?
Oh, I think he cares a lot. I think he cares deeply about his legacy. About missing the games.
I think he's concerned about.
I don't think it's the game so much as it is the optics, right? Right. Like, I think that's. Like, I don't think he wants people talking about this in the fall. I don't think he likes the idea that the sixth banner is going to go up without him there. I mean, you know, every one of these could be the last one. You know what I mean? Like, and I know, you know, this is a six for them and everything else. And some people might say, well, this could be the last one for him, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I think that part of it is certainly a piece of this. So, I mean, I think Robert Kraft, like pretty much every other owner, cares deeply about his legacy. And, you know, this obviously, you know, is something that can become part of his story now. And it's something that people can use against him. People who don't like him can sort of put this in his bio. And I don't know. I think that the even missing 1 week because of the banner raising, because of, you know, the fact that it'll become a news story again in September, you know, makes this a big deal for Kraft.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's an interesting story. His three lawyers have successfully gotten that video not released, which is
And I would say this is different too, guys. Like the one thing to remember about the video. Now you know you said I know you're assuming it's going to get out, right?
Yeah.
But this is different because this is law enforcement that was taking this video, right? Like in the other cases, in Kareem Hunt and Ray Rice, that was like a hotel and a casino,
yeah.
And so that was security footage that a lot of people had access to. Because this is law enforcement video, I think it might be a little more difficult for the TMZ of the world.
Oh, no. TMZ's not releasing it. It's going to be for someone on 4chan.
Yeah, because TMZ can't, because they'll get sued for everything because it's illegally obtained. It was like the Gawker situation.
Right,
you can't,
it's
going to
be
that.
Someone on 4chan or like, you know, some, and then you could go, well, they're going to get in trouble. And I would say, well, these guys hack into banks for fun. They hack into,
yeah. What I'm saying is it would have to be like a disgruntled cop or something like that.
Yeah.
Somebody who's pissed off over this going the way that it did, right? Like that's just almost how it have to get out.
Yeah. One of the policemen, they got embarrassed by Kraft's lawyers, perhaps?
Yeah,
or just some...
It could be, yeah. I mean, I think that would have to be it.
Yeah. I don't know if I could imagine a scenario like this, tongue-in-cheek, that some like hacker kid goes, well, a billionaire got himself off of a misdemeanor charge. I'm getting the video. And hacks into mm-hmm. the system.
And then that guy's life will be over once they find out who he is.
But rich people do that all the time.
I know, but I mean, you think of the Fappening guy. I mean, that dude is serving how many years in jail?
Yeah, but he's in the jail with...
The situation. So is it really that bad?
No.
If you're hanging out with the sitch?
No, because you can, you know...
Wait, he's in jail with the situation?
Yeah, and the Fyre Festival guy. The three dudes are in the same jail together.
Yeah, they're in it, and that's where
what?
Cohen's going.
Yep.
Yeah, they're in some...
It's like one of those country club jails?
Yes. Yes, it's a country club.
Yeah, we're like they have like one of those pool gates is the entrance and exit, right?
Yeah, they can do whatever they want. There's probably a 9-hole golf course. All right, well, Bert Breer, thank you so much for the time. We always appreciate it. MMQB.com. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, see you, man.
All right, we appreciate it. We have a young man that is on our staff that has been working double overtime. We'll explain. Here are the headlines.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Toucher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
2019 is the Chinese year of the pig. A lot of people brought that up at the beginning of the year to us, and we didn't think much about it, but now we're starting to believe it.
It's created a little bit of buzz, and you never expect it to be a pig. That's kind of been our good luck charm.
Now when we walk through, it's complete pandemonium. Literally people crying. They want to take a picture and pet him so bad.
The Canes broke their own rules and welcomed Hamilton inside.
I think we're relying on that pig more than we'd like to believe.
6-0 now, so we just keep going out. They keep winning. Everybody's happy. I know he loves it. He's getting lots of carrots.
Circle Nordstrom centers deflected. They score! Chris Wagner!
Rock it!
They score! Took the slap pass! deep left shoulder again. 3-on-2 the other way for Carolina Hamilton. Center is fired. Last split across. What a stop. The two-pass stack. He gets him at the far post. Far post. 40's on fire. Krejci left circle. Marchand pulls it to the slot. Backhand. They score. Marchand with a backhand shot. A power play goal. Tune up the Bruins. The horn is going to sound. This game is final. The Boston Bruins have taken a stranglehold on the Eastern Conference final. The Bruins now take a 3-game lead in this series. They've won 6 consecutive games in the playoffs for the first time since 1978.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Five, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich.
I watched that video so many times yesterday. Once again, the airplane that the Bruins just christened is called Bear Force One, which is also the theme song that we've played for years for Guy from Machine and whatnot, but made me fall in love once again with the awesome band that is Bear Force One, and I memorized the moves yesterday.
Yeah, Rich has the choreography down. Nice.
It's Bear with an X in front of your face, and then Force with like a salute, and then One where you point, and then you shake your hips.
I see.
And then the hoo-ha, hoo-ha is like a thrust.
Yeah, it's quite a literal choreography. Like, it flows perfectly.
With the song.
With the song.
That should be the new goal song. I'm telling you, somebody scores a goal, and Bear Force One comes on, and everyone in the crowd, Bear Force One. They all do the moves.
And if you think about culture today, why would that be bad?
No, it'd be great. There's nothing wrong with it.
That's
what
I'm saying, is that, like, it's not even for humor, necessarily, after a while. It's just, you know, it's...
It's a great song. I was just thinking, the goal, yeah, he scores! And you hear the keyboard coming on, and then the whole place goes nuts, and X salute. One. X salute. Thrust, 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 thrust. X salute. One. And then arms, jiggly arms. Jiggly arms. And then you do it all over again. Boys is kind of like a free throw, like free form.
Boys, boys. They're gay, by the way, the guys that did that. If you didn't know. Well, I'll tell you this, is that we got our, you mentioned the Red Sox game last night and sales success and how it went into EIs.
Yeah, so he had an unbelievable game, 17 strikeouts, which is 3 away from the record, and he ended up giving up a 2-run homer, and Alex Cora comes out, and according to the reporters who were covering the game, he said, "You're really going to yank me out?" He's kind of joking. So you're really going to yank me here. I think he had 108 pitches.
Yeah, and then his arm falls off.
so
he has the worst mechanics in baseball.
And then, of course, the bullpen completely blows it, so once again, he does not get the win, which is insane. So, Chris Sale, I mean, I honestly don't think, and matter of fact, even afterwards, he was asked, what'd you think about Alex Cora taking you out? And he goes, I'll never question anything Alex Cora does.
You can't. I mean, with that, and I hate to harp on it, but I mean, that's, if you're teaching, I mean, he opens his body up and then throws sideways, and the torque is completely on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the thing you're not supposed to do. If you notice when he's delivering the ball, if you notice a normal pitcher will be his glove hand will be facing the batter and then he rotates overhand. Sale just opens up and throws across his body. Not good. But, however, our own man by the name of Bird was working late into the night, and I went downstairs to get myself soda. And I looked outside, and Bird was wandering around in the sun. And I thought, this is odd. But then I...
like just now?
During the replay. He was just wandering around in the sun. And I thought, oh, that's odd. But then I realized it was due to the fact that he had been working double overtime. He came just to the station after the Red Sox game. He did not go back to Everett. Obviously... His room that he's had since a child was probably felt very empty.
What time was the game over? It wasn't a super late game.
No, put him on the mic there.
Yeah, like game was like over, I think around like 11 o'clock, right?
Yeah, then another 20 minutes of kicking people out, another 20 minutes to a half hour to walk to my car. Then I said, screw it, I'm just going to
half an hour to walk to your car?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm BSing with the guys in the locker room.
Okay, so let's say you're done by midnight.
I'll just go home and sleep for 4 hours. I'd rather just sleep here. I woke up at 5:30.
We all sleep for about 4 or 5 hours a night. That's like a normal
pretty
night.
Pretty much every evening.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we're all dying.
Like, what time do you normally go to bed?
During the week, 10, 10:30.
Okay, so you get to bed just a little bit later than usual. It's not too much later.
All right, but I just I didn't feel like driving home.
I for one, I praise this man's dedication.
I got no problem with it.
He wanted to be here on time. He was here on time.
I don't have a problem with him, but I think it's a sign of his dedication. But where did you sleep?
I tried to sleep on that couch right there.
Okay, so if you don't know...
that's the Lifshetz recliner. That is like the home of Dan Lifshetz. There's nothing better than when you come in and after, like, it's usually a Bankroll Boys Thursday morning where he's supposed to be on, he's on overnights. He just owns that couch.
Yeah, so the deal is this, is that we have a nice studio, but however, if anyone enters the upstairs of the building where the majority of the people work, there are two huge windows, and they can just look in, and there's a quote-unquote lobby, which is really not, where there's two couches. And so the lights are on, I would imagine, at all times. So were you able, who was here? What creep was running the board?
Jeff.
I don't know who that is.
And, I shut off the lights, but the outside of the lights were still on, and I could hear the overnight DJ talk, and I'm like, all right, screw this. I'm going downstairs.
So you fell asleep to Amy Lawrence?
Yeah, that's right.
I couldn't. So I went downstairs. I found a couch with like three stuffed animals, and I just passed out on that.
There's a couch with stuffed animals down there?
Really?
No BS.
There is a rumor that someone lives in this building.
I've heard that.
Because there's a shower here as well. There's a rumor that when people clock out, that a man remains and stays at the office. Now, what were the stuffed animals?
I'll go take a picture of it later. I have no idea what they were.
Did you cuddle with them?
Yes, I did cuddle one of them.
Yeah.
Use it as a piddle. A pillow.
Or a piddle. Which is...
No, okay. Did you have a blanket?
No. I had my sweatshirt over me. I was fine.
And you actually got to sleep?
I woke up every 45 minutes. Just about. And when someone walked by in the overnight, the lights would turn on. I'm like, I got pissed.
Now, is there all the stations have someone here?
Yes.
Did you hear any creepy noises downstairs?
Yes, I did, actually. I freaked out for a little bit.
Okay, you think it was the person who actually sleeps here at night?
Probably.
Okay.
It's a ghost.
I was probably pissed that
you were there.
I just heard the door slam, and I looked in the room, and nobody was there. I'm like, all right.
How great would it be if you just randomly went downstairs, and you saw some guy walking around half asleep in his boxer shorts, adjusting the thermostat?
I've heard.
Like your dad when you were a kid? Goes back into the closet, falls asleep next to a broom.
I have heard that might be the case. There is a rumor, a legend, that someone lives right here in the Beasley Building in beautiful Dorchester. So convenient to get to. All right. So the Knicks did not get what they wanted last night. We'll hear some fan reactions coming up.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rick. It's a real nightmare. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Our lottery party coming up is going to be a watch party like no other. It's about bringing the fans of New York together from all the boroughs of New York City. When the pick comes down, I just picture the loudest roar that you could possibly hear. It's just going to be electric. We know that this is going to be a monumental moment for Knicks fans. This right here will solidify our future. I'm looking forward to us reclaiming our throne as one of the elite teams in the NBA.
The third pick goes to the New York Knicks. The second pick will be made by the Memphis Grizzlies. And that means that the number one pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to the New Orleans Pelicans.
Wow. 98.5 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich.
Oh, I want to drink the tears of Knicks fans this morning. Oh, it's been fun. Just, it couldn't have gone any worse. And it really couldn't have caused much more chaos. The fact that the Pelicans got Zion Williams is even better. And the fact there are reports that Zion Williams does not want to be a Pelican are even better.
Yeah, it said Zion Williams was quickly whisked out of the room after Pelicans were announced the winner of the draft lottery. Source said the former Duke star was rooting to go to New York, but now is going to New Orleans, which is a real shame for him. By the way, he's from Salisbury, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does he care about going to? I mean, he's in a better situation technically right now as things stand in New Orleans. If you got drafted, where were the two places that you would not want to go?
If I got drafted, I probably wouldn't want to go to Sacramento.
Yep.
And I probably would not want to go to Memphis.
Okay. I was going to say Phoenix, but all right.
No, okay. Phoenix is whatever. Phoenix
is kind of a mess, too. I mean, I would...
No. But just in general, like, I wouldn't want to go to Charlotte, Utah, Sacramento.
See, Utah's different because they actually, right now, are an okay team.
Yeah, like, but I wouldn't want to go just
And the organization's
general.
Okay.
No, he's just talking about cities specifically, oh, not because, organizations.
Oh, just cities? Oh, there's some other anuses.
Yeah, there are a lot of them. Yeah. There are a lot of them. Well, yeah. Milwaukee, whatever. I mean, you can run down the list.
I'd rather go to Milwaukee than to Sacramento or Utah or Charlotte. I'd much rather be in Milwaukee. But, however... I think it's funny that Zion Williamson is already playing a diva.
And I like, too, that Anthony Davis, this changes nothing. He still wants to be traded, where I'm looking at this team, and if you're Anthony Davis, you got Drew Holiday on your team, who's obviously a very good basketball player, and then you've got Zion Williams coming in, and you're sitting there, and you could get a max contract, and you're thinking to yourself, if I'm him, going, maybe I just got to pick up a phone and say, hey, KD, what do you think about coming to New Orleans? Can you imagine that team? That team would be unbelievable.
Well, I'll tell you this, is that maybe he's concerned about playing second fiddle. I don't know if Zion Williamson, and I've just had this opinion that I don't know how good he's going to be because of his height. I mean, he's listed at 6'7". I think he's more like 6'6", and he can't really shoot. But he's going to be like the biggest star since LeBron James to be taken number one overall.
Anthony Davis. I would say Davis.
Anthony Davis wasn't a phenomenon. I'm talking about coming out. No. Every number one pick has been better than Zion Williamson.
No. Well, don't forget about Markelle Fultz.
No. Okay, all right. But like Kyrie Irving, Anthony
There's been several that haven't really panned out. But I know what you're saying, the hype machine. Everyone knew his name, you know, and everyone, I mean.
Who are the first round picks in the last five drafts?
All right, DeAndre Ayton, okay. Fultz, Ben Simmons, Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins, and then before that, Anthony Bennett, if you remember.
Yeah, I remember Anthony
Bennett. You remember Anthony Bennett.
See, Wiggins, people freaked out for him. They freaked out for Anthony Wiggins.
And there are some other guys, too, over the last, you go back a little bit, Andrea Bargnani, Greg Oden. I mean, there are guys that...
There's been some bad first picks.
There's been some bad selections.
Yeah, but there's also been bona fide stars. So what I'm saying is not necessarily the first pick, but when you look at someone who's projected to be a bona fide star...
Like, dude, they thought Markelle Fultz was a must, like, can't miss. The way that he was sold,
no, but he didn't
he
have,
was
no,
a
no, no.
generational player.
No, I don't remember that. I remember Markelle Fultz.
No. Are you kidding me?
Generational player?
Generational,
absolutely
that
not.
Term being
no,
used.
No. I refuse to believe that. No. Not a chance. He was unquestionably the number one pick of that draft, but not a generational player.
At least one guest that was on this show.
I do not remember that.
All right, so Anthony Davis was considered a can't-miss. Kyrie Irving was considered a can't-miss. LeBron James was considered a can't-miss. So they're in the same realm as Zion Williamson, but next to LeBron James, Zion Williamson has the most hype that you've seen in a long time coming out. So he's immediately going to be a superstar, and his shoe deal will reflect that. I mean, he's going to – I mean, like Derrick Rose. Like, there's – Derrick Rose got that huge deal, and he played – what? He played at Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Well, at the time, Derrick Rose got the deal when he was, I think, with the Bulls.
Regardless, he came out with a ton of hype, but not like this. I mean, Zion Williamson is going to be one of the biggest stars in the NBA before he takes a shot. And by the way, this, in a way, screws the Celtics, but nonetheless.
I don't know if it's screw. It definitely, if you want Anthony Davis, it makes it tougher, and you have to give up Jason Tatum now. There's no question about that.
Warriors has massive bargaining power at their disposal because they got the number one overall pick.
And by the way, Jeff Goodman yesterday saying that he believes that Jason Tatum could be a Hall of Famer. Which I say, poo-poo.
We're only 2 years in, and he was stunted this year, if you believe everything that everyone's been saying. Yeah. But the one great thing about yesterday is the fact that the Knicks did not get Zion. And the people who were freaking out all over, I mean, there were draft parties like the one that I just played you the clip of with the ladies who set up all the balloons, and everyone went to the bar. And, of course, you got sounds of parties like this.
The fourth pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to the Los Angeles.
Okay.
There's some draft analysts that think the Knicks got lucky because they'll take R.J. Barrett, who they believe might be better than Zion Williamson.
And then you had people who set up the camera and they were wearing their Knicks stuff, and one guy had champagne in his hand getting ready to toast it, and here's how things went.
Yeah!
Sounds very similar to the Jets drafts.
Yeah. Celtics even had that oh my god moment in 07. They wanted Durant or Oden, and they wound up with Jeff friggin' Green at number 5.
Well, that's the time where when Big John Studd won the $100,000 slam match at WrestleMania. Hey. Boo.
By the way, I am getting confirmation that we did indeed have an analyst say it on the air that he was
who?
A generational
who said
player.
It?
I forget, but Dan.
What generation?
Dan O'Brien, do you not remember that?
Who said he was
going to
be?
Absolutely remember, John.
Who was it?
I don't remember. I don't know who it was.
But, I mean, remember that
we
at all.
We were told he was a generational player.
I did not hear that.
I do not doubt that someone said that, but that was not the universal.
No, it was not.
Somebody said not only is Rich correct, but I also remember John Wallach using those exact words.
When? Find the tape of that. Go ahead. Find the tape of me saying that Fultz is going to be a generational player.
Will you eat a poop sandwich?
If they find it, John, I'm going ape crap because every time I say something that's remotely correct, that tape can never be found.
Maybe that's for a reason. Yes, Dan.
All right, just real quick, if I Googled an article, when he got traded to the Magic, because that's where he currently is, Magic president of basketball operations, Jeff Weltman and GM John Hammond felt that Fultz's generational type of talent was just too good to pass on.
That goes back to
the draft.
They made the trade because Fultz, they were getting pennies on the dollar to get Fultz from Philadelphia. But that's not the right context for that.
Was the term generational?
And they had eyed him since before the draft.
Of course, everyone had. He was unquestionably the number one pick that year. But I don't remember anyone saying when I think generational talent, I think Hall of Fame. You think this kid was going to be a Hall of Famer?
I'm telling you what I read, John.
All right, Dan, that's fine.
I'll tell you what, Tatum's a Hall of Famer, according to your friend Jeff Goodman. He's been watching him since AAU.
All right, but when we get back,
Hall of Fame.
There was a lot of breakdowns yesterday.
How long's your career?
like 12 years if you're lucky?
Yeah.
Well, if you're a Hall 12, of Famer.
12 to 15.
15, yeah. Maybe.
12 yeah. to 15.
Well, you've peed away your first 2 years. All right. Oh.
It wasn't his fault this year. It wasn't his fault.
How many All-Star games?
Rising Stars both years, but not regular All-Star.
Oh, a Rising Stars.
That's right. He was there. That's All-Star right. weekend.
That's right.
Clearly one of the best young players in the league.
Yeah, he's one of the 24 best young players yes. in the league.
He's on his way. You watch. Mm-hmm. Kyrie doesn't come back. We'll see how it goes.
I got an article here. This is from which website is this?
Now you've challenged Rich, which means
of course, which means he's going to start. He's not going to pay attention the rest of the show to find
you,
these
all
things.
All you got
to
do is Google Markelle like... Fultz generational and out come all of the articles. What?
Who said it?
This would be. This is from I think Mashable. I think.
Okay.
It
what
says
Mashable.
It's a website. It says some might even call it.
It's a okay. website.
The media created out with many calling him a generational player.
It's a website, Fred.
Ah, yes.
I don't doubt people said it,
but that was not the universal take on him. Yes, he was supposed to be the number one overall pick. No, I don't think he was supposed to be a generational prospect. I don't believe
just,
that at
I'm
all.
I'm just saying he was called that.
I oh, see. On, no.
John online too might actually
all
be able
right,
to clarify this.
Go ahead.
We were going to break, but now
we're going to break. I just
Rich
I,
wants to be vindicated.
I just because okay. Wallach is so wrong on this.
I
so
see.
Utterly, completely wrong.
Okay. John, go ahead.
I remember it was Mannix. Mannix came on, and he said the Celtics shouldn't trade the number one pick because Fultz might be a generational talent. I'll never forget it.
Might be, not is. Might be. There are a lot of guys, a lot of overall number one picks that they say
how
might
would,
be.
How would, of course they say might be. How would they know no, is a generational player?
You said
but he hasn't
is.
Played for a generation.
And the guy who said that I said
referred
it
to as a generational player.
Out of
player.
His mind. You. No.
Do you doubt Chris Mannix? Do you think he's a dummy?
I'd like to get Chris Mannix on the air and hear him say that again.
Mannix obviously was wrong in that case. I thought he was going to be the number one pick just because I was told how great he was. I mean, he played in a garbage on a garbage team and
mm-hmm. under sub 500 team. In yeah, fact, in right. Washington.
Yeah, and there was I remember there was a lot of concerns about him. I do remember that because of the garbage team he was on. And, like, his percentages and all that, if they were inflated.
All right, so when we get back, this is, there's, Knicks fans broke down all over the place. But none more creepy than Stephen A. Smith. And Stephen A. Smith, usually, you know, he'll get angry. Well, Fred, when I say creepy, he recorded something in darkness, and you can barely even see him. Like, the lights are off, and every once in a while... You know it's him because it's his voice and because he like put it out into the stratosphere, into the internet sphere. But you can hardly even, like, I don't know why he did it with the lights off.
Always ass.
Maybe he was, you know.
I'm a bottom feeder.
He is a bottom feeder. You said that before.
Bottom feeder. I love ass.
Chris Mannix. Markelle Fultz, the closest thing to a sure thing in the NBA draft.
Okay. That's different than generational talent. Don't you dare try and make that comparison.
This is just an article, one random article.
Okay.
All right.
Just like
well.
Mashable is a random website.
All right. Very well. You two ladies can take a break. All right. We'll be back in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Tutcher and Rick. The Real Nightmare. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Our lottery party coming up is going to be a watch party like no other. It's about bringing the fans of New York together from all the boroughs of New York City. When the pick comes down, I just picture the loudest roar that you could possibly hear. It's just going to be electric. We know that this is going to be a monumental moment for Knicks fans. This right here will solidify our future. I'm looking forward to us reclaiming our throne as one of the elite teams in the NBA.
The third pick goes to the New York.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help Helplinema.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.